Podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm John Hilton, editor at the Cochrane Editorial Unit. Alongside Cochrane reviews that try to identify effective interventions are some that try to find ways to ensure that effective interventions are implemented. At the end of March 2015, Jennifer Petkovich from the Bruyere Research Institute at the University of Ottawa in Canada and her colleagues published one such new Cochrane review. It looks at how to increase the use of insecticide-treated bed nets for the prevention of malaria. Jordi Pardo-Pardo from Cochrane Canada spoke to her about the review.
Jennifer, thank you very much for talking with me today. In a couple of sentences, could you let us know what your review is about?
Thanks, Jordi. As many people know, malaria is a life-threatening illness caused by a parasite transferred through a mosquito bite. It can cause chills, fever, vomiting, diarrhea, and jaundice, and about 40% of the world's population is at risk of malaria, mostly in the poorest countries. Insecticide-treated bed nets, which are commonly known as ITNs, are nets that fit over a bed and act as a barrier between mosquitoes and the person sleeping. The nets are dipped in insecticide that kills or repels mosquitoes. Another Cochrane review has shown that ITNs effectively prevent malaria, but the best way to increase their use isn't clear, and we wanted to see if we could resolve this uncertainty. Although mass distribution of ITNs is necessary, it is not sufficient to ensure mass use of ITNs, so we need strategies to increase the ownership of ITNs and to make sure that the ITN is used appropriately.
So what did you find?
We were able to identify 10 studies, 9 of which were done in Africa and 1 in India. They included a variety of participants who were recruited in many different ways. For example, adults enrolled through household visits, pregnant women enrolled during prenatal clinic visits, heads of households, pregnant women and children under 5, and all households in the select villages. 5 of the studies looked into distributing ITNs for free compared to making them available for purchase through different mechanisms. Overall, these studies found that providing free ITNs increased the number of people who own ITNs compared to providing ITNs for a subsidized or reduced price or for the full market price. But they found no difference in the use of ITNs if people had received them for free or had had to buy them.
Fascinating. So what about the other studies? What did they show?
The other 5 studies focused on the promotion of the appropriate use of ITNs. These studies found that providing relevant education may increase the number of children and adults sleeping under ITNs compared to control groups where there was no educational intervention or education about a different topic.
That does sound promising, but should be cautious. Are there any limitations on your findings?
Yes, there are some. Firstly, none of the included studies reported on adverse effects, and it is possible that there might be some problems with the different strategies. It's also important to remember that the studies in our review were very heterogeneous. They were conducted among diverse populations in low and middle income countries. On the positive side, most of the studies were well-designed cluster randomized trials, and most were assessed as low risk of bias. However, we felt one study was at high risk of bias because of contamination between study groups.
Looking to future research, did you identify any questions that still need to be answered?
Yes, there are several gaps that need filling. There was inadequate evidence to compare the relative effectiveness of different delivery strategies, such as mass distribution compared to social marketing. And although education about appropriate use of ITNs was found to increase their use, there was a limited number of studies, and we would like to see further high-quality trials which clearly describe the type and duration of the educational intervention.
That's been a really interesting summary of your Cochrane review. What would you say are the key take-home messages from it?
Overall, the 5 included studies that examined the impact of ITN price on ownership found that ownership was highest when ITNs were available for free, which indicates that ITNs may be acquired by those in lower socioeconomic groups when the cost is decreased. Secondly, education may increase appropriate use of ITNs, regardless of whether the ITN was available for free or for a cost within the community, and whether education was tailored for the household heads or given to mothers. Finally, 4 studies failed to confirm the idea that people who purchase nets will use them more than those who receive them for free.
Thank you so much for your time, Jennifer.
To read about all 10 studies in this Cochrane review and to find the other reviews that investigate the effects of ITNs, visit cochranelibrary.com and search simply for insecticide bed nets.